Jim, a nephew, lives in Alaska, and he decided he wanted to take 4 months off and travel through Central and South America on a motorcycle.
Like, what's his name? No, the guy, the guy Revolution, or the guy who did the revolution in South Argentina. What's his name? Yeah, his name. Whatever, yeah.
Okay, so he gets to Central America, gets to
He's religious?
No, not religious. And he starts going. So my wife is following him and sending him emails about where the Chabad house is for Shabbos, for this. I guess everyone wants to stop and have a Shabbos meal. So as Pesach gets closer, she tries to figure out where is he going to be for Pesach. Maybe he'll call up and go for a Seder. So he's traveling along a dusty road, nothing on the road as far as the eye can see, except one little convenience store. And he says, I'm going to stop there and get a drink. I'm thirsty. I'm riding a motorcycle. He stops at the convenience store, and he notices on the window outside a mug and donut. And he walks inside, and he says, are you George? And the guy said, yeah, are you George? And I said, God has a strange way of helping every Jew have Pesach. I said, that probably was his Pesach. That little mug and donut, are you a Jew? And it was a recognition, you know.
Yeah. It was during Pesach?
I don't know. It was either, I think it was the day before Pesach that this happened. I thought it was incredible.
Yeah.
Nothing. Just one little store.
In the middle of nowhere.
In the middle of nowhere. And he sees the mug and donut, and he goes inside and he asks the man if they're Jewish.
Unbelievable. Which country was it in?
I think he was in Bolivia.
Bolivia. You can't cross everything with a motorcycle.
What?
You can't cross everything with a motorcycle. In Bolivia, there's jungles.
He's only driving a motorcycle. There has to be motorcycle routes.
He's still on the way?
Yeah, he's only on a motorcycle. That's his only means of transportation. So,
Now this place that you're talking about?
Yeah. And he said, he guaranteed his parents that he was not going to go anywhere close to where there was danger. Because he's heard about stories about people. And thank God, so far, he hasn't had any problems. His wife just joined him. She let him go for the first 10 weeks by himself. And now she's
And she flew down there.
Yeah.
Motorcycle.
Anyway, that's my South America story.
Interesting. I have many stories in South America. I was there for a long time.
On your own or with your family?
What?
On your own or with your
family? My wife and two kids. With two kids. Then.
You're here with your parents,
right? Yeah. Where are
you? In Schleswig?
10 months.
Not from Breslau.
Breslau. Talaus.
You do that? I didn't know they did that.
Some people do. Only crazy people like me.
Actually, I met one other Breslau who that's actually doing it in Israel.
Who? Where?
I don't know the name of the community, but it's where the fences are with Egypt.
In South?
Yeah, in a little town, there's a school, and he's in the school, he's teaching in the school. I said, why did you come to this? And I said, I
had a friend also in the north, there's a two student here that opened the house now in the north.
Uh-huh.
What's that?
You got your staff?
No, he doesn't let me go anymore. Only short. Maybe next week I'm not even there. I'll tell you guys.
You bet you come back to Israel.
What?
You bet you come back to Israel.
No, we went for a set time.
Oh,
we went for 5 months and we came back for 7 months. We went again for another 5 months and we came back. Now the kids are older, so we can't go anymore. But I might be going alone somewhere. It's 10 days from back. To see. If I can go, I'll tell you if I'm going. You'll know before. I asked Ruben to wish him. So. Anyways, we're talking about that. Only Hashem can help us do everything. We can't do things alone. Yeah? זה יסוד שצריכים להכניס היטב ללב. This is a yesod, how do you say yesod? A fundamental idea that we have to put in our hearts. הבחירה שלי היא רק התפילה. My choice is to pray. My free choice is in prayer. כי רק השם יכול לתת לי את השינוי, את התיקון. Because only Hashem can give me the change and the remedy and the fixing of me. I can't give me the fixing. I could pray. Hashem wants, he'll change, he'll fix me, if not. אדם שלא זוכה להכיר בזה, הוא נופל מהר מאוד לדיכאון. A person doesn't merit to recognize this concept that he can't do anything, only Hashem does it. He can fall very quickly to depression. שזה בוודאי קוצר הרוח הגדול ביותר שישנו. That, of course, is the biggest lack of patience that a person can have is when he gets to despair and he gets depressed. Oh, why am I not succeeding? Ve'az kol ha'tshuva, and then all of his tshuva, all of his Torah and mitzvot, it all becomes by him heavy and hard, difficult. Avodah, avodah kasha, the aspect of hard work, which the pasuk says that they had hard work in Egypt. What's their hard work? They couldn't do any Torah mitzvot. They couldn't do anything. It was too heavy for them. And then he can't listen, of course, to the advice of the tzaddik. Nimela unisha b'choshech b'mitzrayim. So then, obviously, he stays in darkness in Egypt. Right? Le'avdu ta'avot, le'avdu ta'avot. Hakol biglal katnut ha'emunah. It's all because katnut ha'emunah. Right? He has small emunah, little emunah. שאדם לא מכיר בכך שכל הבחירה שלו היא רק תפילה. The person does not recognize that it, all free choice is only with tefillah, prayer. לכן, בשביל לחזור בתשובה, אדם חייב להבין. Therefore, in order to do tshuva, a person must understand. מה בידי לעשות? What can I do? Answer is nothing, only to pray. Can't do anything. והשם ברחמיו יוציא אותי מעבדות לחירות. And Hashem with His mercy, this kindness will take me out of my problems. They'll show me the way. I will go out. I will do good actions. But it's not because I decide. Now I'm going to do good. Yeah? You'll see how you fall very quickly. Now I'm going to pray and Hashem will help me do good. Then you'll see how you succeed. Now Hashem will nullify this time for me. Pray to Hashem. Hashem will give me the das. Give me the das that it's a stupidity. Well, look at women. Look at women. That's what I need to do in my life. I'm crazy. I'm nuts. They give you the power to overcome this power, this imaginary power that's confusing me. When a person lives like this, that he knows that all of his lacking, for all of his lacking, he just has to stand and beg Hashem. And not to beat himself up, but not to fall on himself to say how bad he is. Then tshuva is not a hard job for him. It's not hard for him to come and tell Hashem what he did wrong. Why is it hard for us to come and tell Hashem what we did wrong? We feel bad with ourselves. You feel bad? Good, you're not doing tshuva. Therefore, it's hard for you. But if you believe it's all from Hashem, right? Well, good. Hashem, I did this wrong. Please help me. It's not me. I didn't pray yet enough. Help me to do right. No. Even if he's lacking the will, the desire, still he prays for that. Give me the will, give me the power, I want to pray more. Yeah. That's the Rav is writing a new book. Right? If you realize what he's talking about the past few months, about the will, about the power of will. That's the new book that he's writing. Soon it'll be out in a few months. That's the next chapter here. Koach HaRatzon, the power of will. וככה זה בכל דבר ודבר. That's how it is in every single thing. העצה היחידה זו התפילה. The only advice you have is prayer.
Vekan tzarich ladat. Now we have to know also this. Also prayer we receive from Hashem. You have to ask Hashem to give you prayer. Lachen, be'emet, ikar b'chira shel ha'adam, yirtzot l'itpalel. So, in truth, really, the main b'chira of a person is to want to pray. I want. I'm going to the field. I want to pray. What comes out? I ask Hashem. Hashem, help me. I don't know. One of the students once asked Rabbeinu, explain to me how it is the choice, the free choice. How does it work? So Rabbeinu told him, what's the problem? You want, you do. You don't want, you don't do. So you see, it all depends on what you want. If you want, you'll do at the end. Because in anything in holiness, even without prayer, it's good. It's good to put on tefillin without prayer. It's good. You put on tefillin at least. But it's better to do with prayer. There's a prayer before you put on tefillin, before you put on talis. It's good to say it. You can say it in English also. It's a besedah. So, because I want to tell you the long story from Moshe Shapira, so we'll stop here with this. Page 190, we did do a lot, but it came a little bit late today.